وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we are talking about the concept of mankind in the Holy Quran. As the title of our program suggests, we talked about the relationship between human beings and the faith. And we said that according to the teachings of the Holy Quran, being a human being is not a given, it's something that we should acquire. And humanity or the concept of being a human being is something fluid, and people can fall into different parts and levels of this spectrum. We said that according to the verses of the Holy Quran, it's possible that some people fall into the position that Quran says balhum adal, they're even worse than animals. And also it's possible for a human being to start a journey of perfection to become even better than angels. So we were talking about the necessities of this journey and what makes a human being better than angels, and the perfection that Quran has set for us. And we said the necessary elements, one of them is the faith. We talked about different kinds of faith, different levels of faith, different objects of faith. And also we talked about the second necessary element, which is action or practical aspects of this journey. And we said, according to the Holy Quran, there is a clear-cut distinction between right and wrong. And this is the first thing that we should accept, that it's a moral basis or the basic principle in morality, that there is a distinction between right action and wrong action. And there are people who try to say that, no, this distinction is not there, and any action could be the opposite if you just change your position or perspective. And that is known in the philosophy of morality as like perspectivism or relativism of morality. And well, Quran does not accept that. And the examples of these people, I mean, these people who claim that morality is a matter of relative judgment, mainly are based on either differences of cultures. Like, for example, in one culture, they show respect to the elders by standing up, for example, when they enter the room. And in another culture, they show this respect by, for example, taking off their hat. So this is not a change in the main moral principle to show respect to your elder. This is a change and difference in the means through which people show their respect. Now, if you consider most of these examples, some of them are the examples driven from the misunderstanding between the means through which moral principles are displayed in different cultures, and that is true. That is true, like the way that, for example, people greet greeting each other at the beginning of a conversation is a part of common sense in almost all cultures. Or, for example, to be grateful to the one who has blessed you or who has done something good to you. To be thankful or to show gratitude is that moral principle that is universal. But how this gratitude is displayed and showed is different in different cultures. Other examples that these people in the camp of moral relativism, bring up to prove their case that moral judgments are not universal, they're the examples that are based on complicated scenarios or gray examples with complications in the nature of that incident or moral act. We will have a break and we come back to see some of those examples.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the distinction that Quran draws between right and wrong action, and that this distinction is there. And we said that based on some examples, some people think that the distinction is not there and moral judgments could change based on different perspectives. And we said one of the ways or one of the arguments they put forth is based on the gray examples, examples with complications. Like, for example, when something happens, they say, okay, you first judge this incident based on what comes first to mind. But when you consider another aspect of the discussion, you realize that, no, this judgment was not correct. So we say, yes, this is true because us human beings, we don't have knowledge over all different aspects and dimensions of an action. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the day of judgment, all aspects and dimensions of a given action is clear for everyone. And there, moral judgment becomes easier because based on the given aspects and dimensions of one case, one can clearly see that whether that action was right or wrong. We can judge actions in terms of three levels or three categories. One is the appearance of the action. An action could have a very good appearance, like, for example, a person giving flower to another person. This is very nice and looks very good. But it's not all when it comes to judging an action. You also need to consider the intention. Like, for example, it's possible that a person gives flower to another person in order to deceive her. For example, there's a child, and a criminal gives this child a flower in order to deceive her and take away something, jewelry, from her. So this is when you know the intention, your judgment is different. So we should consider not just the appearance, but also the intention. Another example is like, this was from the good appearance. We also have from the evil appearance. Like, for example, an action could have an evil appearance. Like, for example, a person just cutting through the flesh of a living person. And it looks nasty and it is violent. And then if you know the intention, and the intention is like he's a surgeon trying to save the life of that patient, all of a sudden, everything changes. So it's true that the apparent level of the action, that appearance is nasty and bad and evil, but the intention is good. And he's trying to save the life of the person, and your judgment changes. So when we try to judge an action, we should consider all the aspects. And it is true because us human beings, we have limited knowledge. We don't know the intentions of people. We don't know the overall project that a person is following. We cannot come up, sometimes we cannot come up with the overall correct judgment, and we should not jump into judgment. But it doesn't mean that morality is relative. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Hu alamun bidhat as-sudur, He knows everything from the inner depth of the hearts of people, then the judgment is necessarily correct because he knows all the dimensions and aspects of a given action. So this distinction of good and bad is a necessary distinction according to the teachings of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, in the following episodes, we come back to talk about different discussions that are there about the necessity of action in the overall journey of mankind towards perfection. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, I hope you join me next session. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد.